Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show here on 125-25.
That's right. The 25th day of the 25th year of the 20... Is this the 21st century?
No.
Is that how it works?
No, it'd be the... Yeah, 21st century.
21st
yes.
century.
Yeah, so, that's correct.
And there was a song about this in the 60s, wasn't there? In the year... 2025. I'm still alive.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it started out earlier than that, but anyways.
It did.
Hopefully, man will still be alive then.
Yes.
Well, I don't, Trump won't be president then, but that's okay.
I don't know.
You never know. An AI image of him will be president.
Yeah.
What a week, man. What a week. It's been crazy. Transition of power, big January week, and SHOT Show ended yesterday, so
Brian was out there. We're gonna have to pick his brain.
Yeah, we will.
Williams Gunsight.
He's been sending me some messages and what's going on a little bit, and getting some pictures in all the time. So lots of fun. We got
they take their gun sights out there because they're manufacturers.
Oh
too.
Yeah, they're part of the building process of the gun industry. They always have been, you know, for darn near 100
years.
Almost
100 years.
Yep.
2026, right?
2026? Yeah, 26.
Because we'd say 98 years. Next year will be their 100th year.
Yep. So it ended, and sounds like it's everything went great. Lots, so much new stuff coming out.
And as everybody knows, I mean, the SHOT Show is the big annual gun manufacturers show. This is where everybody, and Vegas gets a lot of these, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
The big conventions.
The Vegas one is the one that, like, everybody rushes to, kind of like how the Detroit Auto Show used to be, you know,
exactly.
That everybody kind of, well, all these other towns, you know, gang on and all these other organizations, you know, put other shows out, but this is the one that, and for
does
the
it
next
launch the
two,
season?
It does. And this is like the first red carpet event, you know what I mean? But the amount of square footage and the amount of vendors is breathtaking. You know, we're talking 8,000 vendors, you know, so
wow,
just takes for a long time. That's why it's a week long, because it takes so many days to get through it all week. Like, we go to some other conventions for promotional products and stuff, and it, 2 days you see the whole show, it's great, you know, and you're done. Well, everybody tells me, no, you want 4 days at SHOT Show. You want to see it all, because you're going to be wore out and exhausted, and you won't be able to remember all the things you see anyway. I can't remember all the emails I'm getting from everybody and all the promotions that we're seeing with new products out. And one of the funny things I kept getting this week was the amount of people that produce products, put them out there, but they didn't put an MSRP on the product. And several of the pages I watch, you know, in the people that talk about these things and gab about them, what do you call them, podcasters, they're all going, what are they thinking? What are we supposed to just make up a price? We'll give you $200 for that, you know, and give us a price. Give us a ballpark.
How much is it?
Because a lot of people do, unfortunately, a lot of people do totally count on the selling price, you know. It's not about whether it's good or bad or if it fits or if it doesn't fit. It's the selling price. And but just literally tons of releases. There's been some really cool stuff. I'll just touch on a couple. The return of the Smith & Wesson mountain guns. Now, you would think, is this a huge gun? Is it mountainous? No, it's like a backpacker's handgun, designed to protect yourself against the elements if you're backpacking. Something that'll stop a bear, something that'll stop...
We talked a little bit about it last week.
Yeah, we did, because we were talking about some of the other guns. And the Smith & Wesson reintroduced the Model 629 mountain guns and the Model 686. So a 629 is basically almost the exact same gun that Clint Eastwood used in Dirty Harry. It's the big 44 Magnum.
Yep.
Of course, 44 Magnum now has been outpaced by some of the other competition with as far as power, but it's still a powerhouse gun. The mountain gun is slimmed down, a little bit lighter, easier to backpack with. Kicks a little more when you pull the trigger because it is shorter. It's a slimmed down barrel, lighter weight. Still a great gun. Six shots of 44 Magnum in what's called the N frame of the Smith & Wesson line, which is the large frame. The numbers and the letters never match up. Smith & Wesson did all this nomenclature over the past 100 years, and it still boggles the mind sometimes. So in their L frame, which what you would think would be large frame, the model 686.
Or it could be little frame.
Well, no, because there's J frames, which are small.
Oh.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. Mm. But anyway, I'm not going to complain because I love Smith & Wesson's.
Yeah.
The name kind of rings true.
It's like these old cities, you know, Rome.
Everybody thought I'd name my first son Wesson.
Yeah.
Wesson Smith.
Wesson Smith. There you go.
I should have done it.
That would have been fantastic. But it's like the old towns like Rome and stuff, you know, back in the day. It's so old. It's the Eternal City. It's been around thousands of years.
Right,
you know, and you only need streets to be wide enough for,
two carts.
For donkeys.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you build out from that. None of it matches. None of it makes any sense.
Right.
You
know,
so Smith & Wesson's been around so long that the model numbers, the part numbers.
Yeah, they don't jive.
Yeah.
They were just...
Been doing it for so long.
Hey, Larry, what do you want to call that one? Well, we'll call it an L frame because my name starts with an L. That's probably how it happened,
Right.
In the N frame, like my big 8-shot 357 Magnums.
Wesson Smith.
Hey, wouldn't it be awesome? Yeah. And his offspring would be called Shooter. Not McGavin, but Shooter Smith. There you go. So, anyways, I like the N frames. I like the big frame guns. But I get the 8-shot 357 Magnums because I'm having a harder time as I'm getting older shooting 44 Magnum handguns. So the 686 Mountain Gun is an L-frame 7-shot 357 Magnum, which is a nice size gun. It's a very comfortable gun to shoot as well. And they come with good grips, and they're nice guns. They're beautiful guns. They are costly. The wheel guns used to be, 10 years ago, price of these 6-shooters and 7-shooters and 8-shooters were a lot different. They're getting a premium for them now. They're well over $1,000 MSRP, and they're beautiful, though. They are gorgeous guns. In the rimfire world, which is like our plinkers, 22s and 22 long rifles, 22 Magnums, and the new 21 Sharps is really coming on strong. It's a very, very fast 22 caliber gun. The new Winchester 21 Sharp is that little bullet's going like 2,500 feet per second in comparison to a 22 long rifle at about 1,200 or 1,300 feet per second. So it's 1,000 foot per second faster, and beautiful guns. But man, there's so many new great guns. This past week, Saturday, Jake and I got a chance to go to Williams. My son Jake and we went there, and we just went in there just to look at new 22 rifles. And man, Bagheras, Rugers, Savage, Winchesters, just beautiful guns. Baguera has come out with this new bolt action rifle that's phenomenal. And so is Howa. Howa impressed the daylights out of me. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be in my collection soon. But Ruger came out with a new ultralight rifle. Carbon fiber barrel. The stock weighs like nothing. The whole gun, I think, weighs like 2¾ pounds. The trigger's lightweight. Everything's lightweight about it. And they're about $500. But you just couldn't imagine they could make the gun that light. Very, very impressive. Savage has come out with a new lever action 22. I've talked about it a couple weeks ago, but now we're seeing them and actually saw them in the store. So there's just dozens and dozens of great 22s, 22 Magnums, 21 Sharps, and even 17 Cals. We're going to talk about 17 Cal a little bit later in the show. Just huge choices. Huge. That's the word.
Mm.
This is our huge show because there's just huge choices. With
huge.
It. Huge. Huge. So, compact self-defense guns are the rage, though. I mean, we love all this other stuff and the cool big wheel guns. But, man, when it comes down to it, every company and their brother has got an EDC gun out there, meaning EDC stands for everyday carry. EDC guns are just the bomb right now. Everybody's coming out with the new gun you should carry all day long because it's comfortable or because it works better than the others or it's got a better trigger or it's got better sights or it can get your red dot on it or it's the most concealable. And then a big push right now is to squeeze as many bullets into the tiniest gun you can. So there's just a huge selection, huge selection of EDC guns out there in the market. But I got to tell the manufacturers, I say hats off to them because they have done an outstanding job of mixing hunting, target, and bringing out the EDC. They didn't give up on the others because, Dan, I've never seen so many doggone hunting rifles come out in one year either. I'm almost dumbfounded by the growth of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things out there trying to beat them down. You know, there is definitely a world out there that is very woke and wants to get rid of guns. But here in America, by God, it's ingrained in us. You know what I mean? I think it is. I feel that it is. And even Mexico now trying to sue the gun manufacturers for, they say, allowing the cartels to get all these guns. Well, who knows how it's all going to turn out. There's all kinds of crazy politics out there. And this is the Gunsmith Show, though. We're here to talk about guns and fun things around them and responsible gun ownership.
Do those ED guns fire?
Yes. Yeah. Not by themselves. They're very safe.
Okay.
They won't shoot anybody unless you pull the trigger.
That's what they're the ED guns, though, right?
ED guns, yeah. They
don't fire?
They're EDC.
Oh, EDC,
not
gotcha.
Not EDLs. They're not everyday limp. They're everyday carries.
Gotcha.
Okay? So I get your play on ED.
It took you a minute. I had to say
Yeah, but I was trying to get away from it. I was literally trying to get out of that lane before
it went right
accident.
Over your head.
ED, everyday carry.
Everyday carry. That's what they were. I forgot about
that. And you can link to all of our sponsors and all kinds of cool stuff on the GSS.com. And you can always email me at shooter@thegss.com, which is my email address. And please find time to like our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show, and tell your friends about it. Say, look, if you're going to be my friend, you got to like this guy's page. So that's how it works. Pretty simple, right, Dan?
Yeah, share it.
It's very simple.
Like it, share it.
We got time.
We're gonna take a break.
I got a real long story.
We got all kinds of time when we come back. It's The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.